Hello everyone, and welcome to Press TV's rolling coverage of the situation going on in Gaza. Once again, as always, an update on the situation. 25 days of a non-stop Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip has now pushed the toll on the Palestinians beyond 1,600, with nearly 9,000 wounded, and an overwhelming majority of the casualties are children. Reports say six more Palestinians have been killed in fresh Israeli airstrikes and strikes in east of Khan Yunus and the west of Rafah. Several have also been killed in an airstrike in an Al-Barah neighborhood of the southern town of Rafah. Rafah on Friday was the scene of the deadliest Israeli attack in days. Over 70 Palestinians were killed there after the Israeli military launched a heavy bombardment across the town. The bombardment came immediately after reports emerged that an Israeli soldier had been captured by resistance fighters. Friday's escalation came after Israel abruptly ended a 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire with Hamas only a few hours after it began. Let's get the latest on the ground from our correspondent Akram Sattari. Akram, over to you. What is the latest?
Well, the latest is that the number of people dead in Rafah is now approaching 90 people. In the last 1 hour, almost 19 people were killed in Rafah, and one person was killed in the Gaza City when the Israeli occupation unmanned drones targeted a house. Then the F-16 war jets targeted the house, reducing it to rubble. And the health officials declared that the person who was killed is from an Arab family, and his body was retrieved from under the rubble of his house. It looks like that Rafah today and tonight is the essential scene for the major massacre that is taking place. The people are killed. Six people from the very same families were reported to be killed. Other three people in different areas, in Tal al-Sultan, in al-Junayna, in Hayy al-Salam, in Kharbat al-Adas, different places. But there is one fact connecting all of those things together, that this is a massacre that is going on against civilians in their homes and in the streets, and that the Israeli army is trying to retaliate for the capture of their soldier that is still unknown about his future, about his whereabouts, and what happens exactly to him after Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Al-Qassam brigades targeted military outposts in Kerem Shalom and killed and injured many soldiers, and ended up also capturing that soldier and coming back to Gaza.
And very briefly, tell us more about the situation at the hospitals. We know that the hospitals have reached their 100% capacity.
The hospitals reached 100% capacity, and after that, the cardiac surgery department at the Shifa Hospital was threatened by the Israeli authorities. People reported that they are receiving phone calls and text messages informing them that they should evacuate the building. People rushed out of the building, taking their deers on the medical beds and on the wheelchairs. Some people were comatose, and that added to the burden on the shoulders of the health system. The already overburdened health system is struggling now to organize the people, to reassure them after they are fleeing from that department in Al-Shifa Hospital. And also there are some other hospitals that are considered as unsafe places, and the cases that are falling injured in that area are referred to some other places and medical centers in the area. So there is the health system is under constant and imminent risk of death, and the staff is being exhausted because of the 25 continuous days in a row they are trying to help the people, and they are trying to save the people, and they are working 24 hours, 7 days a week, and they are exhausted. And also the situation is very lacking when it comes to the medical supplies and medical disposables. They are appealing to the international community. They have been appealing, and they have appealed like 3 hours ago to the international community to do something to change the reality in the Gaza Strip and to make sure they can avoid any health disaster in Gaza Strip that looks imminent to them.
With that for the time. Impressive. Is Akram Sattari, our correspondent, reporting from Gaza. Thanks, sir, Akram. Well, also today joining me in this discussion is Press TV's newsroom director, Hamid Hossein Modi, in Tehran. And from Belfast, I'm joined by Saeb Shatz, author and Middle East affairs expert. Welcome to you both. I can start with you, Mr. Modi. First of all, 25 days into the Israeli onslaught on Gaza, in which direction do you see the situation going?
Well, children are getting killed on the ground more than 300 children are getting killed on the ground in 25 days of war by Israel on the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip. And President Barack Obama talked just a couple of hours ago, and he said that Hamas has to show that it is a party to a ceasefire. There could be confidence in Hamas, and Hamas must release the Israeli soldier that it has captured a day earlier. So that, but there was no mention of the Palestinian children who've been killed by Israel. So President Barack Obama just talks about Hamas. He doesn't talk about Israel, how Israel is killing those defenseless people on the ground. The situation looks like the Palestinians are sending a very clear message to the whole world that this time around, we're not gonna say yes to a ceasefire if there is gonna be a siege after that. So they say it very clearly, the message is very clear, that no ceasefire unless the siege is lifted and the Palestinians can have freedom of movement. This time it is quite different. The two previous wars, the Palestinians agreed to a ceasefire after Israel killed many of them. But this time around, it's quite different. They're not going to say yes to a ceasefire, and the situation will definitely turn in their favor at the end of the day because there is international pressure on Israel, at least from the international public opinion. The world public opinion is turning against Israel. A lot of those people who thought maybe Hamas was responsible now have realized that Israel is responsible for the killing of those people because they see on television screens, thanks to Press TV and very few other media outlets, that no, the children are getting killed. And who is killing the children? Israel is killing those children, not Hamas.
Right. Mr. Shaz, what do you make of the situation? I mean, do you think the Palestinians have literally been left alone by the leaders of the West?
Oh, by the leaders of the West, we're going too far here. Let's talk about by the leaders of the Arab world. Shimon Peres yesterday said, this is the first war Israel ever fought with the huge support of the Arabic regimes to it, as which he means shoulder in shoulder Israel fighting this war with the Arabs alongside it. We know the Arabic official regime involved in this war, and we know they are as well adding pressures on the West and on Israel to finish the job. The job they wanted to see the Palestinian resistance defeated in the Gaza Strip and the Saudi peace plan implemented, which the Israelis rejected in 2002, but they're still hoping and wishing. Those people are, I don't know of what kind of mentality the Arabs think, but I think they think of the mentality of, if Israel being defeated in the Gaza Strip, that is the first stone of dismantling the Zionist entity from the Middle East and send it back to where it came from. And when the dismantling Israel, it means all of the regimes who were established because of Israel, they will start to disappear as well. And I don't want to give too many ambiguities in here. Regimes established as part of establishing Israel first, one is Jordan. Jordan is the east of Palestine. The British established that. Then the Saudi regime and most of the Emirates and Mashiachism in the Arabia Peninsula. All of these regimes, they feel threatened of Israel is weakened and disappearing. That's why they find interest in preserving their throne through the might of the Israelis. Whatever they say, this is the reality. The other side of this, the Israelis actually they suffered a huge military defeat, and their anger and frustration or from the failure of achieve all of their objectives, which is they came out saying they're going to destroy the resistance, to disarm the Palestinian resistance, then to stop the Palestinian rockets launched from the Gaza Strip and destroy all the launch pads. They said all the network of the tunnels, and they call it even the tubes, like London underground tubes of Gaza, have to be destroyed. And as well to seek the leadership of the Palestinian resistance and eliminate them one by one. Did we see any one of these objectives achieved after 25 days? No. The only thing Israel achieved by the support of some Arab regimes and the West, and the bias of the United Nations as well, is killing the Palestinian children, targeting the Palestinian United Nations schools, where the people directed by the United Nations and Red Cross to take shelters in these schools, and these schools being targeted. Like the ceasefire, the first day of Eid al-Fitr, John Kerry was speaking to the people around the world while the Palestinians have 2 hours of electricity supply. They thought John Kerry promising them there is a ceasefire definitely the first day of Eid. And suddenly the kids of Shatah refugee camp goes to have fun the first day of Eid on the parks, have on the swings. And the Israeli rockets disseminated all the children, turned them to mincemeat in there. That's what happened to our children in the Shatah refugee camp. And the same thing, they declared ceasefire this 6 o'clock early in the morning, and the Israelis started to infiltrate through Rafah and Khan Yunis. They think the Palestinians are going to sit about and allow the Israelis to infiltrate and take on most of the civilians' areas. Of course, the Palestinian resistance have to stop them. And they blame that on the Palestinians as well. But the Palestinian resistance showed them what it made out of and what it can do to them. And they sustained heavy casualties. I dare the Israelis.